1620-945 WTAW. Here are comments from the August 25th, 2022 College Station City Council meeting. During public comments, College Station resident Allison Flippin asked that the city study the placement of a Safe Haven newborn baby box at a fire station.
Last week, a baby boy just 2 hours old was found in the bushes outside of an apartment complex in Waxahachie, Texas. The mother was 16 years old. I wonder if this mother felt shame, fear, or even embarrassment over her pregnancy or birth. Is that why she abandoned her baby? I also wonder if she knew about the Safe Haven law. If she had known, would she have felt brave enough to bring her baby to a safe place and surrender him to a stranger? Or maybe if there had been a Safe Haven baby box, she would have felt safe to surrender the baby anonymously without shame or embarrassment and without harm to her baby. In 1999, Texas was the first state to adopt the Safe Haven law. This law states that a parent can surrender the baby under 60 days old to a designated emergency infant care provider without prosecution under the law. Most people don't know about this law, and sadly, Texas has the highest baby abandonment numbers in the United States, with 21 known reported cases just last year, with only 8 babies surrendered under the Safe Haven law. Counting the most recent baby in Waxahachie, that makes the number for this year come to 11 abandoned babies. This has to change, and it can. I would like to ask that you consider allowing a Safe Haven baby box to be installed here in College Station at a local fire department at no cost to the city. The Safe Haven baby box is a device that is climate controlled and is installed on the exterior wall of a firehouse or hospital that is manned 24/7. It legally permits a mother in crisis to safely, securely, and anonymously surrender her newborn. The box is fully tested throughout the installation process and features multiple alarms which alert first responders that a baby has been surrendered. Box alarms are tested weekly to ensure there will be no failures. The parent opens the door to the baby box, which triggers a silent alarm and goes to 911 dispatch. The parent then places the infant in a medical bassinet. The exterior door automatically locks when closed, and a sensor triggers a second 911 call. An interior door allows a staff member to secure the newborn from inside the building. As a result of the 911 calls, the baby is then picked up and transported to a hospital for medical examination. To date, there has been no baby has been left in a box for longer than 3 minutes. Currently, there are no baby boxes in the state of Texas. We not only have the opportunity to save lives, but to also be the very first baby box in Texas. With the reversal of Roe v. Wade, it is even more important to provide options for mothers who choose to not parent their baby. If we as a community can save just one baby's life, then it's worth it to provide this option. Thank you.
Two council members had comments regarding Allison Flippin's remarks. First, from Linda Harville.
Allison Flippin gave us a presentation tonight on the Safe Haven baby box, as I've heard of these around the country. And I would like for us to, for the staff, just to pursue, is this something we could possibly do at one of our fire stations?
Next, College Station Councilman Dennis Maloney.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up as well. I think that's we should look at to see what liabilities we may be exposed to and the advantages and whatnot and funding and all that. So I think that's hugely important. It's horrible what's going on out there.